This is well planned. A Rogue One, a Star Wars story, Solo, a Star Wars story fanfic, written by Artemis 1000 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Jyn Erso, Kira, with additional tags for heist, flirting, pre-canon. The story was written for Space Race 2019. This is not going according to plan. Jyn scowls at the other woman, who looks terribly posh and infuriatingly put together in clothes that look like they cost more credits than Jyn has seen in all her life. She looks like she's posing for a fashion magazine, standing deep in the depths of an Imperial space station, and as unconcerned by the blaster Jyn is aiming at her as by the very fact that she has been caught in a place where she doesn't belong. Jyn's finger puts a little more pressure on the trigger. "Well, that's quite a conundrum we're in, isn't it?" the woman says. She doesn't only look unconcerned. She sounds about as concerned as if she were commenting on climate controls having been turned a tad chilly. Her smile, for all that it is bright, is sharp. Too sharp for Jyn to buy it, not even for a second. "Only if the imps get here before we're out," Jyn responds, her voice curt, no time for faux smiles or faux pleasantness. They're standing in a face-off right here in the middle of a highly secured Imperial vault, only one more door separating from the deepest depths of the treasure cave, and now they're at an impasse. Jyn has heard tales of two thieves robbing the same place, but she had thought it the stuff of silly holo novels and tall tales told by drunken scoundrels. It isn't supposed to happen in real life, or to her. It isn't half as funny now that it is happening to her. The woman's smile widens. "I would be gone already if you would let me do what I came here for." For all the smiling, a note of irritation has crept into her voice. At the back of Jyn's mind, the countdown is ticking down. She knows exactly how long she has before the alerts go off, and she is quickly running out. "My name is Kira," Classy and Inconvenient says. "Trust me, you don't want to shoot on me." The name alone isn't enough, but she lifts her hand to brush a loose curl of hair out of her face, and Jyn catches sight of a tattoo on her wrist. It clicks into place then, and it's all she can do not to fire. "You," she snarls as she steps closer, nudging her with a blaster. "You're Crimson Dawn." She grits her teeth against the fury bubbling up in her. "You work for the Empire." "Sometimes," Kira admits, without so much as batting an eyelash. "If it's profitable." She eyes the heavily protected inner vault. "Sometimes it is not." Jyn could have a lot to say about that, yet there's a logic to it she can't deny. At the end of the day, people like her, people like them, can't afford to look up and take notice of the flags. But still. "I don't trust you," she decides. Not that this helps her with figuring out what to do with Kira. You can't just shoot a lieutenant of Crimson Dawn and leave her to be scooped up by the imps. Such things have consequences even more painful than getting captured. Kira hums. "Then it's lucky you won't have to." She explodes into action before Jyn can think to pull the trigger, and then they are fighting, exchanging blows and kicks in a flurry of movement. Kira, all finely honed skill, while Jyn fights like a scrapper, driven by the sheer will to survive. At the end of it, Jyn's on the floor, and Kira stands over her, blaster aimed between her eyes. "There, I told you you wouldn't have to trust me. She still sounds infuriatingly pleasant. Kira gives Jin a moment to scowl and catch her breath before she jerks her head. Now get up and open the vault. I don't like to run late. Jin obeys, though she seethes as she does so. With the codes she was given, the vault is quickly opened. She plunders it for all the memory sticks inside. There's no time to be subtle and take only the one she'd been hired for. Are you going to kill me now? She asks, more mockingly than anything else. It figures the answer is yes, even if Kira won't say so. Kira considers her for a moment, those beautiful, luscious lips once more shaping into a smile. Her eyes linger, turning her scrutiny into something akin to a caress. Maybe, but not today. She plucks the small bag of memory sticks from Jin's limp hand and tucks it away. Look me up when you need a job. While Jin still stands frozen, baffled and left behind in tracks by this twist, she leans in close, her lips brushing against Jin's earlobe. She shivers and inhales deeply. A mistake, as Jin's mind is further clouded by Kira's perfume. She smells of Alderaanian flowers and spices, so unlike the recycled air on the space station. Or if you want to get a drink. I enjoy capable women. Her lips brush over Jin's cheek and linger on the corner of her mouth. Not quite a kiss, just the promise of one. Wait, Jin bursts out when Kira pulls away, but she turns without a second glance, darting away just as the alert blares, leaving Jin behind in the depths of the snake pit, without so much as a blaster. Just with the memory of an almost kiss and the lingering fragrance of flowers and spices. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Elaine of Shalott as an ITPE 2019 treat because, hey, you said you liked Sharpened, and I figured you'd like more interaction of Kira and Jin being competent at each other. And also, I really like the idea of basically the next series of heists Jin tries to pull, Kira shows up to A, flirt with, and B, accidentally on purpose derail all of Jin's things until Jin is finally like, oh, fine, I'll do a job for you so you won't fuck it up. And then Kira's like, oh, well, in that case, I'd like you to steal your way into my bedchamber. And then there's flirting or something. I don't know. That was a terrible pickup line. Sorry, Kira. Also, this is the very first thing that I've recorded on my tiny robot son. I have a Samsung Meteor mic now. I am a person who records things on a mic. The fuck? We'll see how well it actually holds up to me remembering to use it. And here is the very first thing I ever recorded on it. Ready? Testing. 1, 2, 3. This is the first recording of my tiny robot son. Let's hear how he sounds. So, thank you to Artemis 1000 for writing this and having such a nice handle on Jin and Kira's antagonistic flirtation. And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.